WRQX 933. Michael, I think I heard you out there.
Hey, Danny. I don't know where you are. You have a lot of white noise on your signal. But I did copy you 100% there. Are you at home? Hey, Danny. Just heard you out there. Are you on the Benton repeater or are you on the Little Rock repeater? Well, Danny, if you're still out there, I'm not copying anymore. I'm going to move over to the Benton repeater. I'm not sure I can hit that or not, but let's see if we can, if you can hit it any better. I'll move over to Benton just for a minute, and if I don't hear you, I'll come back here. It'll be RTG 565.
Yeah, they should be network mic, so we should be hearing you there. It'll be RFM 300.
You're a little scratchy in there. Am I getting in okay?
Yeah, Danny, you're pretty noisy in the Benton repeater. I don't know what repeater you're on, but it's pretty noisy there.
Okay, switched over to Little Rock. Is that any better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot better. A little bit of noise, but you're a lot better than Little Rock. In the right spot there, you're full quality. Maybe Mike will be back over there. But, yeah, Little Rock's your best one there. It'll be RFM 300.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you sound a lot better now. I mean, I spoke too soon. That one was almost unreadable. But the last time I talked to you, Danny, you came in loud and clear. I don't know if your location's changed or maybe your battery's low or what, but yeah, last time I talked to you, I think you were booming it.
Yeah, for some reason my location just, it changes every day. One day I hit Benton good, and one day I don't hit it good at all, or I don't hit Little Rock, or hey, I hit it good. I don't know. It's weird. I switched to turbo power here.
It's much better. Yeah, I think they've got a All-Star node that you could log into, and like Tim's doing it, and you could get in on All-Star.
Yeah, it's really weird because sometimes he's in real good, sometimes not. You might try moving your antenna a little bit if it's on a mag mount. Sometimes you can move it just very little bit, and it makes a big difference. I don't know if you have that capability or not, but if you do it, it makes a big difference.
Sam, I doubled with you. What were you saying?
I just said sometimes you can move the antenna just very little bit. If you have ways of doing that, and it makes a big difference. You can move it like just a few inches and make a difference. So don't know where your antenna's at.
Okay, I just moved around. I'm on my handy talking here in the backyard. Is that any better?
Yeah, okay. Stay there. That makes it, yeah, you're full quality there. Yeah, I'll carry on. I'm going to get some dinner here, so we'll be back here in a little bit. Got to eat before the top box net at 9 or 8 your time. WRFM 300.
Okay, appreciate it, Tim. So, Mike, are you out and about this evening, or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm headed home. I don't know if you could get Tim to tell you how he does that All-Star thing, but that might help. You sound good now, though. Yeah, you got to be able to hit those Benton repeaters pretty, I would think. Anywho, you got mosquitoes in your backyard? I know I've been plagued with mosquitoes in the past. This year, it doesn't seem to be as bad, I guess because it's so dry. Plus, I put some mosquito bait up in some trees at the early part of the summer.
Yeah, I've kind of noticed mosquitoes have not been as bad. And, yeah, it's because it's been so dry. And, you know, especially with this heat, there's just, you know, moisture around for them to breed in.
That's one good thing for the heat. Chalk up one plus, but maybe it'll hurt their population next year as well, which would be good. Yeah, that's. I know I had trouble at the beginning of the year with biting gnats. They were biting me and biting my neck, and I'd swell up. And I never, don't remember having that kind of problem before, but I had them this year 2 or 3 times.
Some kind of allergic reaction is what that sounds like.
I can send you some pictures. I took some pictures of them, those welts, but on my neck. But yeah, it was just me and, it wasn't just me, my boss, he showed up. He was showing me some of his welts on his neck too, so. They're getting us both.
Yeah, they like to get you in the neck area. That's where they get those jugulars. They get all that blood.
Yeah, I call them vampire flies because they kept going for my neck. But anyway, I'm home. I've got to get in here and start this procedure thing going on. And but once I get eat and get that going on, I'll get back here on the radio. I'll grab my handheld and get on from inside.
Okay, man. Yeah, I'm just sitting down here in the backyard trying to see if it's going to cool off a little bit. It's dropped a little bit. At least it was not. I think it was 103, the heat index in my backyard. Now it's back down to like 98. It's a big difference, believe it or not. Talk at you later. WRQX 933.
WRQX 933. Yeah, if you can stay in the shade, you're probably going to be all right. And believe it or not, I think, and I may be wrong, you can shout me down if I am, but I think when it gets over 100, that the humidity level goes down. It doesn't feel as hot, but that humidity's high, man, it could be a scorcher. That's what makes me uncomfortable. But all right, I'll catch you in a little while. AC, let's see, WRQG 565.